This is Pastor Kathy Akers, and I'm coming to you today with the Word of God concerning healing. And I'm going to be reading healing scriptures and sharing, and I'll be having prayers at the end for healing. So if you've got your Bible, I'm going to start in Isaiah 53, verses 3 through 5. Which talks about what Jesus, how he paid the price for our total healing. And I will be reading out of the Amplified Bible, Isaiah 53, verses 3 through 5. He was bruised and rejected and forsaken by men, a man of sorrows and pains, and acquainted with grief and sickness. And as one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised, and we did not appreciate his worth or have any esteem for him. Surely he has borne our griefs, sickness, weakness, and distress, and carried our sorrows and pain of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. I wanted to read this specifically out of the Amplified so that you would see this last word in the scripture. Whole. Jesus provided healing for the whole man, spirit, soul, and body. He didn't leave anything undone. He paid the price for our total well-being. So, we're going to continue on with scriptures. We'll start in the Old Testament and we'll go on into the New Testament. Promises of healing, that it is God's will that we be healed. Exodus 15:26. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and will do what is right in his sight, and will listen to and obey his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases upon you which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Exodus 23:25. You shall serve the Lord your God. He will bless your bread and water, and I will take sickness from the midst. Deuteronomy 7, verses 14 and 15. You shall be blessed above all peoples. There shall not be any male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness and none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which you knew, will he put upon you, but will lay upon them all who hate you. Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14. If you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you heed the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall you be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your beast, the increase of your cattle, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall you be your basket and your kneading trough. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouse and in all that you undertake, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. The Lord will establish you as a people holy to Himself, as He has sworn to you. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in His ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name and the presence of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity through the fruit of your body, of your livestock, and of your ground, and the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord shall open to you His good treasury, the heavens to give the rain of your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hands. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and are watchful to do them, and you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I shall call heaven and earth to witness this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, the blessings and the curses. Therefore choose life, that you and your descendants may live. And may the love, the Lord your God, obey His voice and cling to Him. For He is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56. Blessed be the Lord, who has given rest to His people, Israel, according to all that He promised. Not one word has failed of all His good promise, which He promised through Moses, His servant. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will heal you. Psalms 91, verses 9 and 10, and verses 14 through 16. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, and the Most High your dwelling place, therefore shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. I will set Him on high, because He knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness, trust and relies on me, knowing that I will never forsake him, no, never. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5. Bless, affectionately, gratefully, praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deepest within me. And bless His holy name. Bless, affectionately, gratefully, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of His benefits, who forgives every one of all your iniquities, who heals each one of all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and corruption, who beautifies, dignifies, and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your mouth, your necessity and desire at your personal age and situation with good, so that your youth renewed is like the eagles, strong, overcoming, soaring. Psalms 107, verse 8 and 19 through 21. Oh, that men would praise and confess to the Lord for His goodness and loving kindness and His wonderful works to the children of men. Then they cry to the Lord